Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to I Love Movies at the UCB Theater. Fantastic turnout. That was a nice loud ovation there at the beginning. For some reason, people have been sending me comments. Maybe it was one person. You know how when one person writes to you and says something about something, you go, "Oh, everybody feels this way." But it's just one dick. But anyway, this one dick wrote to me and said that, "Was there even an audience there at the last podcast? It was hilarious, but nobody was laughing." And it's like, well, there's some variables involved that this guy doesn't understand. First of all, there's about 10 people here. No, it was a good turnout, but you know, like we're not miking the audience that heavily because we count on the listener to find the jokes themselves. You know what I mean? It's fun for us during the live performance to have you here laughing. That helps encourage us and make us, you know, continue with riffs that seem to be working. But the listener could decide on their own. So, announcement to listeners: if you think something's funny, fucking laugh at it, and don't sit there going, "Why isn't anybody laughing at it?" Well, because we don't have fucking microphones in their faces. This is the UCB Theater that we're coming to you from live, right before Comedy Death Ray, which happens every Tuesday at the UCB Theater in Los Angeles. You can go to UCBTheaterRE.com for more info. I like to do movie reviews in 8 words or less, so I'll do one of those before I bring our guests out. 8 words or less with a hashtag in front of it is something I write on Twitter quite a bit to try to get the notion out there and to get people to write reviews, because then there's Comedy Death Ray Radio. Have you guys heard that? Woo! Two of you have heard it, good. Comedy Death Ray Radio, I go on there and I'll read some of the best ones from Twitter on Comedy Death Ray, because it's on Friday and movies open on Friday. It's perfect. But here's one 8 words or less review for a movie that's coming out. We're taping this on a Tuesday, and then the podcast will come out on the weekend. The Proposal opens on Friday. So here's my 8 words or less review of The Proposal. Here's a proposal. See Year One instead. Now, I could have said see The Hangover instead would have worked too, just the same amount of words. So see The Hangover or Year One instead of The Proposal is what I propose. Let's bring out our guests. I've decided, you know how it is, I changed my mind about a lot of the things that go into the format of this show. So if you're listening right now, I apologize. At some point, I will get this exactly right, and you'll be like, you can listen and you know exactly what you're going to get. But I decided that from now on, or at least until I get tired of it or the listeners complain, or one dick complains, I'm going to do theme shows. I'm going to bring out guests that are connected somehow and then talk to them about movies. Like, the connection could be extremely vague and probably will be when it's hard, because it's hard to book a theme show. But traffic permitting, I think I've got a great theme show for you guys, because my guests tonight, one of whom wasn't here a few minutes ago, but hopefully will be here soon. My guests tonight are the co-hosts and an occasional guest host, an often guest host, and he often appears on, from the program Attack of the Show on G4. Let's hear it. Please welcome co-hosts Kevin Pereira and Olivia Munn, and frequent guest host Chris Hardwick. Let's hear it for the three of them. Let's get them out here. As I suspected, it's just two of them.
No Munn.
No Munn.
No Olivia Munn.
Now, this isn't some sick joke I'm playing on everybody.
No, no.
She is in traffic. Is that right, Kevin?
Yes, she was posing for a red light camera.
That's not even a... that would be a terrible joke. I'm going to bring out the guys and then say Olivia, but then she's not going to... That wouldn't pay off
it's
at all.
It's just a fucking banana factory up here right now. But eventually we're going to get a donut in
should
the
we,
mix.
Should we get a bowl to place our junk inside so we can display it for... I get the people listening to the podcast won't get to see that. That's how podcasts
that's a treat
work,
for
right?
The 10 people
won't
here.
I'm get glad you to got see
my,
that.
Yeah, they won't get to see that.
I'm glad you got my email about the audience, though. Thank you.
That was rude of you to say that, and also true. Chris, of course, also... Yeah, you can pull that out of there. Yeah, you can just hold it.
Good, now we got the bowl.
We just need you to talk into it. That's the key thing. And hopefully Olivia will wander onto the stage when she arrives.
Right when you hear, good night.
Yes.
Hey, everybody.
That's our show.
Oh, wow.
I'm on the cover of Playboy.
We don't have time for that shit. So she was coming from Santa Monica.
Oh, snap! Hey. She's really here, everybody.
Could you guys all leave and I'll do the intro over again? That'd be good. No, please, sit down. Oh, yeah, you got your purse. Don't do that to me.
I was actually recruiting people to come inside, just so you know. I was outside handing out flyers.
All right, talk into this thing.
I was handing out flyers outside.
Which flyers?
That's nice.
Oh, good. All right.
Was it my linens and things flyer?
Yes, you have that with you?
I do, actually. It's still in my back pocket from the show. Olivia was on the cover of Playboy. But if you want to take a look at that.
What do you mean was? Yeah.
Will be.
Hasn't come out yet.
But it was revealed today on Attack of the Show.
Yes.
And then when does it hit newsstands?
Friday.
And there's Friday. A lot of, so there's a lot that'll of badge. Be. So by the time you're listening to this, it will be on newsstands.
Yes.
Did you say there's a lot of badge?
There's a lot of badge.
Approximately how much?
You don't actually show badge. She showed me one of the proofs for the photo and was like, what do you think of this? I'm like, the bikini or the fact that I can see the top of the unholiest of holies?
Yeah, I did not like that.
No, you know what you should have
done? Wait, we can see the top of your vag?
They tried
to get top
vag. They tried to. I have not. Yeah. Hi. How are you?
Olivia knows someone in the audience.
I'm not quite sure. So I'm like leaning in. I'm not quite sure because I haven't seen the photo-proofed picture, but there might be like a hint of like... of a lump or something.
Well, that doesn't sound healthy.
It might be. You might see partial mound.
Yeah,
PM. Partial mound.
I'll pitch a few from there.
They should have just gotten. Hold on.
Won't make it to home.
They should have just gotten like a sluttier girl than you just like point at a vagina.
Yeah,
like, check that one out.
That's a vagina.
Or maybe they'll just Photoshop another one on
too. Vaginas are not computers. Pretty. I'm just like, they look
I
like,
beg to
like
differ.
Each one is delicate.
That's what works out so great, is the only thing more disgusting than a vagina is a fucking penis.
No! I think penises, if large enough, are beautiful.
Then you would have liked our bowl idea.
It works out perfectly. We were all going to whip it out and put it in a bowl.
That's a great idea.
If you didn't
what
show
happened
up.
To that idea? Oh, I'll leave.
But then you brought a cover. Kevin was also on a cover. He was on the cover of Linens and Things.
That's the finest windshield flyer you will find.
I try to do as many visual jokes on the podcast as I can.
Yeah. Wait, no. Doug, check out this cool thing I can do with my hands.
That was awesome.
Exactly.
Why
He just caught 75 quarters off of his elbow.
Yeah.
Listeners, he totally beat Fonzie's record. So, didn't Fonzie do that on Happy Days at one point? Catch a bunch of quarters off
Let's
his elbow?
Let's say he did, sure.
Let's say he did move on. Yeah.
I don't know why he needed him, because he could just turn the jukebox on like that, so why would you need a stack of quarters? What a fucking show-off. What a showboat Fonzie was. Fuck Fonzie in the face. Fuck him in the face. Who cares? Fuck him.
The fucking Super Bowl would be playing on the TV at the bar, and he'd come in and hit the jukebox and turn it on.
We're watching television, Fonzie.
So okay, they had a flat screen in the bar on Happy Days. Yeah. Okay, so let's get into the show,
Did Doug offer you guys water?
No.
Awesome.
I didn't, but we could all share from the same one if you want. No, there's waters backstage, but there's usually like a hanging out backstage.
Wait, Chris,
that's awesome. Chris is going to get some waters.
And a Cornish game hen, please.
Here, but you can start with that one. I didn't drink out of it yet. And Kevin's going to get one soon. And I'll talk to you guys about you before Chris gets back.
Favorite subject.
This isn't a video podcast.
Olivia?
Is it?
No, there's no camera.
I can tell because you're just like this the whole time.
Oh, yeah. I could just totally read right off of a piece of paper. That's what I do. Every quip is written down ahead of time.
Oh, look at that. Thank you, Chris.
So, Olivia, says here that you're working on, you are working on a few different movies of late.
I was.
And they're all in the can, as they say? Or your work?
Yes, is in the can. If there is a can.
You're taking it in the front in one of them, though.
Yeah.
You did something with.
I want to go home.
Batter up!
Hello!
I want to go home.
You are in a Broken Lizard movie?
Yes,
Freeloaders. Called Slammin' Salmon?
Oh,
or
yes,
Freeloaders,
did,
depending
last,
on.
No, there's two different movies. I did both of their last movies.
Oh, okay, because IMDb says AKA and then says another name, but they've got two movies that haven't come out yet?
Slammin' Salmon and Freeloaders.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you're in both of them.
Yes, I am.
Nice.
Thanks. Thanks, guys, for the round of applause. No, it's cool, whatever. You clap when he does this, but then, it's cool.
Again, another visual.
Audience, that was an awesome hand gesture.
It totally was. It was so well.
I'm live, okay?
Watch it on the iTunes visualizer. It'll trip you out.
And then you did it, like, this is, to me, the most
Thanks
impressive
for doing your research,
thing. I don't know.
I got water on
I have no idea how big your part is. I mean, I know that one day I got to fill in for you on Attack of the Show because you were so busy working on this. But you're in a Tina Fey,
Steve Carell
movie.
Yeah,
Date Night.
Yeah, that's it was. Those people are like the nicest people in Hollywood. By the way, I think that when you're more successful, you need to be a bitch like this guy. That's how you know you're successful. But I did Date Night, and then that was 2 weeks on that movie, and then I shot another secret movie that I'm contractually not allowed to say.
That's why I didn't bring it up.
Thanks.
I respect that.
Is it the much anticipated movie about the book The Secret?
I thought it was The Secret.
Yeah. No, it's
I wish this
love.
Movie was over. It happened. Yay.
Turns out the secret for happiness in life, be hot.
Yeah.
Starring Olivia Munn. So
No.
And when does Date Night come out?
April 2010.
I'm glad you added that because I was like, oh shit, my time machine's broken.
You have a time machine?
It can only go back a couple months at a time.
I don't care.
If you're doing anything in April, let's do it.
When you get it fixed, go back in time and fix it. Oh, fuck yeah, nerds. Yeah, time jokes.
Now, Chris, I would not just...
Do the cool hand thing. It's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, up top. Yeah. All
right. Let me ask you this, at Nerdist.
Yes.
And then I'll get to you, at Olivia Munn, and you, at K. Pereira.
Thanks, at Doug Benson.
That sounds
Pereira's
like
a hard name to spell, though.
It's not easy.
But you know what? When you Google your name and spell it wrong, it fixes it.
It does that
really?
For everything.
Yeah, because I did that
I
today.
Didn't know Google who knew who I was.
Google knows who everyone is. What's wrong with you?
Oh, me too.
Yeah. Yeah. I got my name on Facebook.
And
I didn't get it either.
There was a name grab the other day. Why'd you guys miss it? You're the three biggest nerds in the world.
I was about an hour and a half late.
Really? I was 2 seconds late.
And someone got Olivia Dotman too, didn't they?
They got them all. They got them all.
You guys were so 2000 and late.
Yeah. That's what happens.
I'm so happy about that one. Okay.
So when you go on the road, just do make do the whole setup before you do that joke.
Yeah.
I'm all sitting there, and then I said this.
Chris, you played the arson investigator in Johnson Family Vacation.
Why you gotta do that?
Why is that a bad thing? It's a job.
Why you gotta do that?
What is that?
But I haven't seen. No one here has seen that movie.
All right.
So I'm wondering what arson investigator means. Was Cedric the entertainer set on fire?
All right.
In that movie.
Doug, awful. Here's the thing. Several years ago, Johnson Family Vacation was basically an African American version of the film Vacation. Yes.
It means hip.
It does. It means urban and for the kids. But
is that the one with the girl from Cosby Show?
Probably. So I did it, and I worked on it one day, and I really was essentially a featured extra, but in my ego called it a cameo, and then I got cut out of it in the end. I never even saw the movie, but I don't think I'm in it. But occasionally I'll get the $3 JFV check, that rolls in from.
What whatever. About deleted scenes on the DVD? Did you check that out?
I really.
Did you show up in there?
Oh, we gotta show these motherfuckers that arson investigator scene. That'll tie that shit together.
Cause my buddy, our buddy Brian.
That character was Russian. No, it was a Russian character. That was a Russian character. My name's Dmitry, motherfucker. He's socialism.
Our friend Brian Posehn has a small part in Sex Drive, and I watched the extra or the unrated version, and he's got two more lines. So check that out, everybody.
What the fuck?
That's not one of the lines.
Here's a deleted scene.
Was that an impression of Brian?
What the fuck? What the fuck, bro?
He didn't say that. He just made references that were clearly like too old for the audience that Sex Drive was aimed at for the regular release. And then in the unrated version, instead of adding more nudity, they add more lines that the young audience doesn't understand.
Like good Fonzie quarter jokes.
Exactly.
What's up with Vicky the robot? We can't use that. The kids aren't going to know. She's so literal.
Is that Scooby-Doo?
No.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what you're doing.
That's still Brian. So, but the biggest news movie-wise with Chris Hardwick is he'll be appearing in
a cameo in
H2, which is short for
Halloween.
Oh, I thought it was some sort of something on the energy scale or something.
Periodic table of the elements.
It's Halloween, right?
H2, no.
This time hydrogen's pissed.
There was a sequel to the remake of Halloween.
Which is why he had to grow out facial hair.
I did grow out facial
hair. So you're in H2 with facial
hair? My mom was here yesterday because we did this thing on our show called the Megadare where Kevin and I go-kart blindfolded. And we have people in our ear, like people that we trust, giving us, directions. I chose my mother, who is Asian and has a horrible accent.
Yeah.
And then he chose a Spanish-speaking day
player. It was a day laborer.
Yeah.
He was great. Miguel was awesome. Escaro desk. I don't know what that means, but I'm turning.
Yes, his name was actually.
You pulled up to like Pico and La Brea and got a day laborer.
We know what we got to do for the shoot sometime. We had to spend a lot of money.
I love it because I always want to pull up and just hire those guys for the most random shit. Like, can you like check my MySpace and write back to some people?
Oh my God, that would be great.
Did one of your immigrant henchmen get my Facebook address? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
That's what I'm telling you. Yes, we totally have.
But my mom thought you were so nice. Like, oh man, Chris, he's so nice. Why not he shave?
Oh my God.
He's pubes.
Why does he have such
wild, crazy pubes?
Yeah, he's so handsome, but the hair, why he not shave?
She's right. Why I no shave? I don't know.
So she likes every man clean shaven, or is it just special for him?
Maybe just him. Maybe your face is so pretty, you're covering up with all that hair.
I think that's what the real story's all about. I don't know.
That's what it is.
I don't know.
So wait, so you start shooting soon?
I already shot it.
It's in the can.
Wait. You grew that for the movie, and you still have it?
No, this is just being lazy.
Oh, okay. You're on a weekly TV show, right?
I'm on a weekly television program. Yes.
Which show?
It's called Whip Soup.
Oh, wow.
That sounds irreverent. Do you show viral videos?
Oh, we show viral videos, yeah.
Is it with your witty, sarcastic sense of humor?
Yes, look out, Internet, here I come.
And I don't know if you guys have missed it, but Chris has been on 17 different TV shows promoting Whip Soup, and apparently the Spriggs barbecue thing is the only clip they could show.
Mr. Spriggs barbecue.
Really? That's
a great song.
Well, it's great.
It's really good.
I love it. What? Have you guys seen any movies?
What's
lately?
Up from the audience? Somebody answer?
Spriggs Vanna.
Wait. Would it be a major spoiler alert if you told us whether you live or die in H2?
Die.
I live.
I live.
Or do I? Yes, I do.
You do?
Yeah. Oh, so he lives.
Okay. I live, and I'm in the
scene. You live just like you did in Terminator 3,
right.
So that you could not be in the next
man,
one. You live
be...
on to not return.
Can I tell you about Engineer Number
Were
2
in Terminator,
and Terminator 3?
Please, please.
All right, integral.
Give me an earful.
Engineer Number engineer two, 2, you don't see if he fucking dies or not. There should be fan fiction about Engineer Number 2 because he ostensibly is one of the people that is responsible for putting Skynet online. And I want to know more about that fucking guy.
Yeah, you don't. You see nothing of the actual shit that he that is mentioned in his name.
No, nothing. It's Engineer Number,
number two. He's Number Two.
Engineer Number Two. You know what? Do they give Christian Bale $20 million to talk like gravel. Like I want to fucking hear about Engineer Number Two and what he was up to. What was his preschool like?
Gravel was booked. Gravel has a big movie coming out this summer called Transformers 2.
That reminds me, I was supposed to interview Michael Bay for something, and I put out to Twitter, I said, tweet me questions for Michael Bay, and someone said, ask him if he got molested by an explosion as a child.
Ask him, do you mind stopping?
How about now?
Could
now?
You quit it?
How about now? Now? We're done? We're there? No?
I'm going to see Transformers 2, even though I hated Transformers 1.
Absolutely.
I'm still going to go. I'm
you
still
going to
be. I get fooled every
Wait,
time.
Why did you hate it?
It was boring.
Did you hate it too, Kevin?
I liked the CG, but it was...
There was no characters to get interested
I like
in.
The
everybody
Jar-Jar
that I talked to loved
like, that
it.
Thing was annoying.
People love it. But
did
nobody
it?
Listening to this podcast
I thought it was all right. I thought it was all right. I wanted to hear more of this. They didn't use that one time. They didn't use it one fucking time.
They didn't use
time.
It once. They used it once.
They
it
did?
It like their Wilhelm scream. They did it in one scene, one of the robots. It's very quiet.
Whenever we test Blu-ray players or televisions on Attack of the Show, our gadget producer loves to show the scene where Optimus Prime is like down the freeway with one of the Constructicons. And now all the girls just left the room. Fantastic. There they go.
I left the room too. I mean, I was no fan of Transformers before I saw it. Like I didn't like grow up on the cartoon. Like I didn't know anything about it. So that probably didn't help. But like seeing the trailer for this new one starts off with that Bumblebee guy playing. Like somebody says something, and then he plays the Pointer Sisters. I'm so excited.
It's like, just can't hide it. Let's do it.
It's insanely queer. And it's the queerest movie
Fox,
that's going to make $300 million.
You got Fox straddling the motorcycle. That makes
yeah.
Sense.
Well, have you seen the topless photos of her on the internet?
Where?
Of Megan Fox.
Yeah.
Are they good? Is her boob job?
I heard. I heard it's. Bad.
Oh. Well, she's got a really.
She's got toe thumbs.
She's got toe thumbs, but she's got.
I mean, so, like, I know that's fixating on the wrong part. Don't get me wrong, like, but it looks like a big toe sewed onto her hand, and it's a bit of a turn off. I don't have a foot fetish.
It's just wrapped around. You're like, oh, would you hide the toe thumb for this part?
Yeah,
can you just tuck it under? Just do this. Do salad tongs.
Give me
can
Western
you do salad
grip.
Tongs.
Do Western grip because I can't tongs. See it if it's away from me. Is now.
Let's say it is.
It's like a Texas yearbook.
I learned all of my sexual stuff from Kevin. He likes to tell me all the terms.
Well, there's a good one in The Hangover. There's this or not The Hangover. Shit. Whenever I see two or three
Old
movies
school.
Over a couple days. No,
Wedding
no,
Bashers.
No. I was watching Sex Drive, and a girl goes, "Do you want a rolling brownout?" And the guy's and the guy's like, "Yeah." And then
what
she turns
that?
Around and starts to shit on his face.
What?
And then he starts screaming, "No brown, no brown!"
Oh my god.
It's pretty funny. Is that guy Clark
Michael
Duke?
Clark Duncan?
No, Clark.
who was in Flame and Sam?
Michael Clark Duncan would never yell no brown out. He can handle anything. He can handle Zed and his buddy.
Have you ever done
no,
a rolling brownout? Have you ever personally done a rolling brownout?
No, I'd never heard of it before
Kevin?
I saw the movie.
The ratio of
sex,
sex terms of people that have actually done them or accomplished them legally or when someone's conscious are really like the ratio's really low. I don't think anybody's
what's
done
the,
half the things.
The
someone needs to be passed out before you can really
yeah.
do great disgusting sexual maneuver.
Chris, rolling brownout?
No, but I've done a Martian tan.
What's that?
That's when someone has a baby on your face. Oh.
What?
Why is it called a Martian tan?
I don't know.
Do they make that noise
right.
while they're burping on your forehead down
yep,
the Martian
that's part of it.
They're getting burped?
Yeah, you gotta.
Oh, it's a boy thing.
Yep. Splat, and then.
I'm trying to think of a better name for it than what he called it.
Clean up.
I can't think of a good one, though. Special delivery? I don't know. It needs to sound more lascivious than that. But We've talked so much about nothing that that time is running out on us already.
How long is this show?
Do we have?
It's a 45-minute podcast. The last episode I fucked up and went for an hour because I didn't time it right.
Did you get in trouble?
No.
I've seen two really good movies, but they weren't movies that I saw in the theaters. They were just movies that I saw.
Please recommend them. Let's be of some value.
One is called Time Crimes, which is a Spanish time travel movie.
Boo!
Why?
Spanish time travel movie. I'm cool with movie. I was going to say I didn't like any of that, but I'm cool with movie.
All right.
I'm not cool with Spanish or time travel.
All right. All right, Mr. Xenophobe, then let me...
Seriously, if you ever met a Mexican with a time travel machine...
I said Spanish. Spanish, as in from Spain.
I meant a Spanish Mexican.
España. Okay, if that doesn't whet your movie-watching appetite, then I saw...
No, it does, actually.
I saw a Swedish vampire movie called Let the Right One In, which is fucking phenomenal.
Oh my gosh, I watched it last night and I fell
asleep.
What? I did.
Oh.
Were you doing subtitles? That's
well,
why.
No, because I was like, you know what? I want to hear it, because I'm artsy like that. I really want to know.
No, you're lazy.
So good.
I put on subtitles because you can do
okay.
it.
Okay, yeah, okay.
I'm not lazy. I was like, I'm going to...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't ever watch anything dumb.
I fell asleep. But it was great.
Yeah, really good.
No, but that is my... I agree with that. Like, I can't watch... I can't be on a couch watching a movie with subtitles and not have to make a few stabs at it before I get through the whole thing. Mm. It's true. Makes me sleepy. Reading makes me sleepy.
I'm sure the 50 hits of marijuana have nothing to do with that either. Oh, this movie's making me tired.
I smoke sativa, Chris. It's a very up high.
Yeah,
I don't smoke either, because
espresso of the weed world.
Oh yeah, I could go to sleep on a dime.
Up in 3D? Anybody? Up in 3D?
I've not seen that.
Wait.
Up in regular?
Yeah, whatever.
For those of
whatever.
You who saw it, and you're all adults, who cry during Up?
I'll raise my hand.
I haven't seen it yet, but somebody tweeted today that the first 7 minutes is the most depressing movie
really
they've ever seen.
It really is, yeah. And then they try to remind you it's a kid's film with like a very well-paced scene right after that. But I mean, the crying plus 3D goggles is like abstinence plus 12. Like, it was like literally filling up the 3D goggles with tears.
That's good, that can mask your tears.
Is it like they're reaching out of the screen into your heart?
Actually, the 3D really not that great on it, though. Not that
3D's
great.
3D's never
not,
that great. 3D, they always pick like four different things for it to be 3D.
It always disappoints me. I've never been 100% satisfied.
Coraline was great.
3D.
Coraline did it?
Really good, yeah.
But it looked good. It had depth. It had depth, but there was not much, you know, on your face.
That sucks.
Why can't we get like Captain EO 3D? Remember that shit?
Oh, Captain EO.
Like going in, that thing would fly.
Captain EO.
I can't believe you brought that up.
Captain EO.
We don't have time to talk about it, but I'm in Captain EO.
No, awesome.
Are you mentioning your number 3?
No, I'm one of the dancers.
No, you.
I am not kidding you.
Do you remember?
I am not kidding you.
Tell me you remember some of the dancers.
We're not gonna have time to get to any of the games if I talk about it.
It'll be perfect for the audio podcast if you pop one of those moves. Right now.
Well, there were no moves because Francis Ford Coppola went crazy over budget on this shitty 10-minute film.
Please note, this podcast was recorded on June 16th, 2009.
And
it's an experience, not a film, first of all.
Where Michael Jackson has that great line where they crash and he goes, "The honing beacon, we ran right into it." You ran right into it. You didn't run right into it.
Can I just tell you the most bummer story about Captain EO? Because Mike Furman had a friend who worked on Captain EO.
Mike Furman, half of Hard and Firm, who created the theme song for this show
that's right.
A lot of people love and some don't.
Oh, they do? That's nice. But not the last part. thanks for not keeping that in. But anyway.
It's just only one guy.
So someone from the crew went up to Michael Jackson on Captain EO, and they were like, "Oh, Michael." He was just kind of standing alone. And he was like, "Oh, Michael, do you mind if I get a picture?" And he's like, "Okay." And so he and a bunch of people like crowd around Michael, and they're like, "Okay, everybody smile." And Michael Jackson makes a smile face and goes, "I hate smiling." What a fucking bummer story. That's a real story that Mike Furman tells.
Oh my gosh.
I can do one better.
It's really good.
Oh, please.
Where did Mike?
Is this
get
Captain
EO
or Michael Jackson?
He had a friend who worked on the crew or something.
Oh, okay. I don't really have a specific story about Michael other than when all the child molester thing went down. I was like, no kidding. Of course he did that because at that time, he was between Bubbles and Macaulay or whoever was next. So the kid was an unknown, trying to make it in the business. And I think his name was Jonathan. And during the whole day I was there shooting Captain EO, every time they'd say cut, Michael Jackson would go to a corner, have an 8-year-old sit on his lap, and they would whisper in each other's ear and giggle. And then Francis Ford Coppola would say, "All right, we're ready again." And then Michael Jackson would come back.
That is
but like
fun.
The whole time he had a fucking 8-year-old date with him. And the whole industry and the world is like, "What? He did what? Oh, he's a fucking child molester." I'm saying it right now on a podcast listened to by dozens.
I am still trying to figure out if you're kidding about the fact that you were a dancer in Captain EO.
I was in it! What? Then I just got kid about that and then go on to slander Michael Jackson with on-the-scene evidence that I'm making up.
Did you go to the court?
Did I what?
Did you put yourself up for like as a witness? As a character witness?
No, I should have.
You just vowed yourself
that one day you'd be so famous that you could request an 8-year-old.
I meant to say talk to me instead of Jay Leno, and somehow the signals got crossed, my publicist fucked up. But yeah, they put Jay Leno on the stand. He's like, "I don't know, he seems like a nice guy."
Jay, are you having a stroke? Yeah, right?
Yeah. You know how I am. I just never really ever.
No, seriously, I can't stop. Does anybody else smell toast?
But so, just long story short, Francis Ford Coppola went way over budget, and they couldn't afford union dancers anymore.
So they hired comedians.
So not comedians, but I got hired because I was a friend of the guy who played the one-legged robot.
Oh, okay.
Who's actually a one-legged dude. That's how he got that job.
Well, naturally.
And and the little dinosaur thing that walks around farting all the time, that guy is that was the black guy that's in Bad Santa.
Michael Clark Duncan.
Oh.
That's not his name. It's not his name. It's Tony something.
Oh. Tony Michael Clark Duncan.
Yes. That'd be the greatest name for a midget wrestler. Tony Michael Clark Duncan. So anyway, the dancers were let go. The last sequence of the movie, Angelica Houston, spoiler alert, turns beautiful. Turns into a beautiful princess, or as beautiful as Angelica Houston can be. I'm not judging. And I'm not expressing an opinion. But anyway, she turns into a beautiful princess, and then everybody breaks into a celebratory dance. That's totally freestyle. Oh. No choreography. They tried to teach us choreography. They hired a bunch of fucking mokes who don't know shit about choreography. Even the girls didn't really have great dance moves. And we just couldn't.
For your audition, did you have to dance?
No, there was no audition.
Oh. A robot gave him the part.
There was like, Major Domo gave me the part. He's like, "Dude, they need dancers tomorrow." I'm like, "I'm not a dancer. Come in and you'll make."
You're hired.
I got paid $50 and I was there for 16 hours.
Oh my God.
So maybe I got paid $57. And the OT really added up. And when they said go dance in jubilation, I just danced as horribly as I could so that I would stand out. Because I knew it was going to be a Disneyland. I knew it was going to be part of a Disneyland attraction. And for years after that, every time I went with a friend to Disneyland, I'd be like, "I'm in this." And they'd be like, "What? Yeah, I'm in this."
Do you know how you could?
And then
you
I would point myself out, and I was dancing like such a retard that I would go, "That is you."
Do you realize that you had the perfect opportunity to make people think it was really 3D and just reach like right from the screen and touch people?
No, I didn't, because I wasn't wearing the most horrifying, like this kind of like I was the orange one. There was orange ones, yellow ones, and red ones. I think I was an orange one with this horrible orange outfit that like reveals like half of my gut and like. And like the legs are missing, you know what I mean? Like it covers
Did
your balls.
Did anyone have legs on this shoot?
No, I mean your legs aren't covered.
Oh,
like
okay.
it was an extremely sexy outfit on a very unsexy young man. And I'll just show you in case you ever see Captain EO again.
What's the song?
Which you're not. It's like do you remember? No. It's
no, do you remember?
That's not it. It's, I forget. Oh, something about the greatest part of me or something like.
"You're just another part of me."
That's it, yeah. And Michael's doing his shit in the middle.
Just
but I'm off to the side just going. Just acting like a complete retard. And like, but now you can't see it anywhere. Like, it's somebody sent me a still that I'm in when Michael Jackson was like dubbing the prince. You know, when he was like, whatever he
dubbing
did to her.
Prince, is that, that's a sex term.
He like
alien bird.
Dubbing the prince.
He like touched her with his dick, winced, and then she turned into a beautiful princess.
She turned into an 8-year-old boy.
Oh, I can't believe I'm have it's to do this. Her. My child is in the corner. And so. All right, we don't have enough time to play the game, so let's talk about something else. Normally, you guys, Chris has been on the show before, but I have like a couple of movie-themed games that I play that the listeners really enjoy. And we've run out of time for them.
Can I shout out one film real quick that I love?
Oh, yeah, I'd be happy to. And then let's see what
you guys
likes.
Are you guys familiar with The Winnebago Man? Do you remember those clips of that guy?
Oh, my God. I saw that at, what do you call it, South by Southwest.
Yeah, Jack Rebney.
It's an amazing movie.
Amazing documentary. If you're into it, it's funny.
It's so good. Winnebago Man. But when's it going to come out?
BitTorrent?
Oh, you could already get it that way?
Yeah, I think you can. Because I don't think
it's so much fun to watch with the theater, because that guy is hilarious.
You need to watch it with
the
crew.
Have you seen the viral video of the guy trying to explain a Winnebago, and he just keeps swearing at the crew, he keeps getting mad? Like, some documentary filmmaker tracked that guy down, and you meet him and learn all about him, and
mountain hermit.
He finds him in the middle of the jungle, in the middle of the forest, but it's like...
jungle's better. Toucans flying around.
He's swinging from a vine.
He tries to scare the audio guy.
But yeah, so he lives out in the middle of nowhere. And
you don't think cereal?
They find him, but then there's twists beyond that. Like it's really hilarious, but also like there's times where you feel like crying a little bit. Like it's really well done.
Are you crying now?
It's a little bit. I'm getting choked up just thinking about it. But it's called Winnebago Man. And I recommend trying to hold out to see it in the theater. Both for potential and for the fun of seeing it with an audience.
Support the movie any way you can, absolutely, but see it, most importantly.
There was another good one I saw. That was the best movie I saw at South by Southwest. But the other one that I really liked was the one about the Sweethearts of the Prison Rodeo, about women in prison who... It was the first time they got to compete with the male prison, like on the other side of town in rodeo, and these women are fucking amazing, and they go through all this horrible like getting thrown off of bulls shit, just to get out of jail for a few hours. Like it's this exciting, like they got to go train, so they get to leave.
Do they win?
They get to leave every day, and one of the girls does very well. Like
she
beats dudes.
The guy? That's
beats
awesome.
Dudes. Yeah. Wow. So, spoiler alert again, but that's called Sweethearts of the Prison Rodeo. And what have you seen lately, Olivia Munn, that you like?
Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Oh. Now,
fan of that movie?
Do you really like Paul Blart Mall Cop?
When I went to see it, my expectations were so low, it was unbelievable. I was like, this is the best movie ever! Because I know, you guys can judge me if you want.
No, I'm not judging you. I did not see the movie, but my friend Jonah Ray told me that on the DVD edition, it said, now with 15% more fart jokes. And that totally made me respect it. I'm like, I want to see it now. That's really funny.
See, that's why when I went to
see it. Oh, that's not a joke Jonah was making?
No!
It's a sticker on the DVD.
It says 15% more fart jokes.
The thing is, like, they totally don't take themselves seriously during it. And you're just watching them, and they know that it's a stupid movie, and so you're watching people like, they're like, this is really stupid, and it's a big fat guy flipping around. Like, how do you not love that big fat guy in a mall? He's a cop. It's genius.
He does, like, when he squirms around on the floor, it makes squeaking noises like his stomach is a shoe.
Yeah.
That's the best.
I want to be the Cinnabon girl in the sequel.
Oh,
they're making a sequel.
They really doing to make a sequel, right?
Yeah, I'm pushing for it.
Did you see Observe and Report? Because it was like
that one
was like essentially the same movie and the same character, but so like how it would really be like super
crazy
dark.
Yeah,
it's
crazy dark. So check that out if you get a chance.
Also, We Live in Public. I'm on the documentary kick right now. This one, Andy Timmerner, who did Dig.
Dig is
Dig
so
fans?
Great.
No, not the website. The documentary.
Yeah, Dig is a great documentary.
Yeah, well, she did one called We Live in Public about this guy, Josh Harris, who. Made pretty much, this was early or mid-90s.
And that woman
boom.
Was a bitch, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you, she was on our show and she's a bitch.
You did drop 3 F-bombs right in front of her.
Don't
infant.
You don't bring your child to our show.
She
you
was
fucking
a guest
cunt.
On our show.
She was
it's not
cunt.
Like she showed up to just check out a
tape. No.
She was a guest on our show.
Hold on, Kevin. Even you thought she was a cunt. So I'm putting that out there. You did.
I didn't
she's
that's
listening.
Definitely the first time on my podcast that someone has said cunt twice.
Really?
Listen, maybe once.
Congrats.
To be fair,
Blaine Kopach has said today, maybe it's a contraction for cannot. So maybe that's what that is. C-U-N apostrophe T.
Yeah.
Blaine.
Chris Hardwick came prepared with things other comics said.
Yeah.
Which I always appreciate.
I didn't have any cunt jokes up the sleeve, so
who does?
I just heard that Olivia Munn. She just dropped it twice.
So how old is this kid you swore in front of?
I don't, who cares? She was on my show where we are saying shit all the time, and it was during commercial break, and that's the energy, and she comes on and she's just like, I'm like, what the fuck, or something, and like, which is, you know, he's gonna learn one day. And then she's like, we have a child in here, can you watch your mouth? And I'm like, who the fuck are you? Wait, shut the fuck up, you stupid cunt, is what I want to say. She was, and by the way, it wasn't me just thinking that she was a bitch. She was a bitch. Everybody there thought it. All the producers thought she was a bitch. That's a fact.
My friend Nikki Glazer has a bit about being at like the supermarket and swearing on the cell phone, and then some lady goes, hey, my baby's here. And she's like, yeah, well, your baby doesn't know that I just told my friend you have the ugliest fucking baby I've ever seen. As long as we're quoting other comics.
Quoting other comedians.
There you go.
Anyways, we live in public.
It's great. The bitch makes a great documentary. I gotta give her that.
Who brings their kid to a shoot? What is this, Captain EO or something? Come on.
Whisper.
I wrote
Thanks
that
for
one.
Bringing that child to sit on my lap, says Kevin.
Yes, right. No, he can sit right here through the whole interview. It's fine.
Yeah, it's all good.
And you'll just whisper. Yeah. Tell your mommy I said this.
So I should mention before we go that I do a thing where I have like games on Twitter that like at the end of every show. Chris knows this, but Olivia and Kevin probably aren't familiar with this.
Kevin Pereira.
You don't listen to the podcast, but for some reason that's hard to explain, I started saying Willem Dafoe is a shithead as my outro, as the outline, because, you know,
he doesn't
seem like a shithead. No, he seems fine. He's a good actor. And so
you can believe he's a shithead.
He was pretty mean in Spider-Man. What if I didn't get like the...
Yeah. He's a meanie.
I saw him at Lisa Klein buying a lot of clothes for his daughter. He seems
like a very nice guy. So that was the joke, was like, he's not a shithead, but right. I say Willem Dafoe's shithead.
That's a funny joke.
No, it's really, yeah. So that's why I've moved on, and I let... someone who wins a game on Twitter that I play, I let them decide who I'm going to say is a shithead.
It's a really fun game, by the way.
Oh my god, it's so great. I get unfollowed by all of my friends every time.
The instructions are longer than the actual game.
It's very complicated. But I appreciate that you hung in there through it all, even though you probably ignore it. And there will be a new ending line thanks to Aaron Wardy, or Ward. Aaron, E-R-I-N-W.
Follow them both just in case.
That's
fine.
W-A-R-D-E. Aaron Ward-E.
You should do read-throughs before your podcast.
But anyway, follow her because she helped us to come up with, we do this thing called Build a Title Tuesday, and she helped create the title Father's Day After Tomorrow Never Dies. Wide Shut, Terminator 2, Judgment Day of the Dead Man Walking. That's called Build a Title, and I would have played that with you guys, but we ran out of time. And
that's too bad.
Yeah, I really didn't. You would have been so great at that.
So
she won the right to say who I'm going to say at the end of the show. Does anybody have any plugs they want to get in before we go? I'm going to be at the Improv in Louisville, Kentucky.
Right here.
June 25th through the 28th. You gonna be in town? That's where you're from.
I'm actually performing in Louisville. Oh no, I'm performing in Louisville Friday night.
Oh shit.
That's your one plug. You can't say anymore.
God damn it.
That'll be too late.
Joel McHale's show too. So it's like, aww, if people aren't gonna come to see me, they're gonna see Joel.
You're opening for that cunt?
Wow.
He's
a super nice guy. Okay,
I would come to see you, Chris Hardwick. You're a very funny guy. If you haven't seen his stuff, he sings and plays a guitar and comes into the audience and mingles.
I do, but when I'm alone, I just tell jokes like a schmo.
But you're really funny.
I guess for this audience, it's more like Chris should be describing what you guys do. Like, they all know that he does that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh. They might not.
So, super nice of her to say, though.
It is.
She's a sweetheart.
These two, I gotta
say, she is not the C word.
No. These two are so fucking cool to work with.
Oh my god, I have
fun. Talk about my
eyes.
Every time I go around there, they're fantastic.
Super fun.
And they agreed to come do this, which I appreciate very much.
Yeah, we're very busy.
Second Monday of every month at Largo in L.A.
I'm very busy. I should leave now.
The Benson Interruption.
Can I go home now?
And what do you want to plug? Attack of the Show, weeknights at...
7.
What time? 7?
7. We're live at 4.
7 Eastern.
We're live here at 4.
Live here at 4.
And my blog, oliviamunn.com. Living Unmun.com.
Oh yeah, go to livingunmun.com.
I didn't even plug Web Soup, which is a show.
Stop
people
doing.
Can
you had your one plug.
We talked about
Web
it already.
Yeah, Web Soup is actually
I'll plug
fun.
Web Soup.
Yeah. You don't have to plug.
Yeah, you guys should watch plug. Chris Hardwick's Web Soup Sundays at when is it?
Let's say 9.
Sundays at 9.
And congratulations, listeners who think the show is too short because you got 4 extra minutes.
Hey!
For this one.
It's all plugs minutes. And pedophilia.
Let's hear it for Kevin Pereira, Olivia Munn, hey, Chris Hardwick. It was my first theme show. I think it went well.
I'm good.
And here we go. Thanks to Aaron, I have to say, Stephen Baldwin is a shithead.
Oh.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug...